Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Thank you to our sponsor, Helix Managed WordPress Hosting, for both their sponsorship and hosting our site, WPCoffeeTalk.com. Now on to our episode. And welcome to the next episode of WP Coffee Talk. I'm excited about all my guests, but I'm really excited about to have Josh Pollack with me today. Josh and I think we were friends on Facebook and we were friends in a couple places, like virtually before we actually ever met. And I think the first time I ever sat down and actually spoke with you was at WordCamp Montreal a few years back. And what you may or may not have known at the time was I was like, oh my God, that's Josh Pollack and he's sitting right next to me. And I was like, I had this total inner fangirl moment about like, he's a WordPress superstar and he's talking to me. And then we did that little thing where we're like, hey, I'm going to send you 2 pennies through Facebook because you can send money now. And like, listen to it, ka-ching. And oh my God, it was just so much fun. I had so much fun in Montreal that year.
Oh, well, thanks for having me on. That's really kind of you to say. I remember that. Like, I was like, which WordCamp Montreal? Because there have been some fun WordCamp Montreal.
Yeah, so for sure.
Good WordCamp. And like, yeah, like, that's so weird to hear that because like, I don't have any sense of being. I was just goofing around about like Facebook Messenger lets you like send money. And it makes this weird noise.
Yeah.
And like, I'm like, interfaces that are fun are like, right, like my job, right? Like, hi, I'm Josh Pollack. I'm the lead developer of Caldera Forms. I make forms for a living. Like, and I'm oddly obsessed with them. And they're like boring. Like everybody hates filling out forms. I don't really hate it. Somebody sent me an unfillable PDF the other day to fill out. And I was just like, why? What is going on in the world? Like, can I tell you about 1,200 great solutions? Like, forget about my company, right? Like, there are other companies that do this. And, right? But, like, Facebook, for all their fails, like, they build really fun software sometimes.
They really do. There's some really fun things that you can do there. Yeah. So it was exciting to meet you there. And, you know, just getting to kind of sit and talk to you. I love your laugh. So hopefully your laughter will come out a little bit today. Everybody deserves to hear Josh Pollack's laughter because it's infectious and I love it. But anyway, so tell us a little bit about yourself. And I know you already said a little bit, but tell us a little bit more about who you are, what you do, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You can introduce us to anybody else in the room.
Oh, yeah. So Michelle already said hi to my dog, Josie, but let's say hi to the podcast. Josie, come on. Oh, she's so difficult. Josie, come on.
No, she's not going to do it.
Not working at all. There she is.
Hi, Josie.
Okay. Aww. My dog, Josie. She's
adorable.
She's joining me on my desk today because
there you go.
I write too much code and don't pay enough attention to my dog. is, I guess, what we're learning today on the podcast. We were outside earlier. She was chasing birds and I was writing code. And that's kind of how we work together. She points at birds. And then I don't do anything about it at all. She's a rescue dog. Like, she was definitely trained to be a hunter, except for she's afraid of wild noises. Oh. So, like, she must have just run away. And so we love her.
4th of July is coming up.
Yep. And I live in Pittsburgh with my wife and a couple pets. And I do PHP and JavaScript development. So WordPress plugins, kind of known for in terms of, like, Caldera Forms and helping out with a lot of other plugins before that pods framework, and these days doing more like Laravel and React development just because that's fun, but really a big fan of the WordPress space. And like, to get back to your introduction, like, right, I was doing like a job interview because it was like an interesting company that had nothing to do with WordPress. And I was like, well, I'll take the interview, sure, who wouldn't? And they asked me like what it would take to leave the WordPress space, and I went on this long, rambly thing about my friends and like how I want to go to WordCamps and like. I don't know. I ended up like a larger pile of money than they had to offer.
I love it. I love running into you at WordCamps too, because we always have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Speaker dinners, after parties, you know, the just like general vending and that kind of stuff. So when we're in the sponsor hall, things like that.
Yeah. It's been neat to like accidentally fall into this like culture and like, it, you know, interesting subculture and get like all these friends all over the place from it.
Yeah, once in a while I've been the hold my purse girl for you. It's like, here's my jacket. Could you hang on to this for me? Oh, I just got my vegetarian lunch. Can you hold that for me, Michelle? I'll be right back. I'm like, I just became your valet.
I'm also a mess when I travel.
It's all good.
You say because I went to Boston and I was wearing a Steelers hat and people were making fun of me. And I was like, yeah, but I, like, my head shit. Like, I had a real short buzz cut. I was like,
can we get know.
And you gave me a nice gift hat.
I did. You should be wearing it tonight. I'm just saying.
I'm having it.
That's okay. I always ask everybody to have a mug. Show me your mug. Let's see what your mug is.
Yes.
It's polka dots.
Polka dots. Caldera polka dots, though.
I see that. They're your logo.
Yes. So just the story of this is, like, Chris DiTorinos, business partner, co-founder of Caldera, now working at Liquid Web, doing awesome stuff there. She gave this to me one time, and so, right, I remembered I was on Michelle's podcast this afternoon when I went to make coffee this afternoon. Thought, like, yeah, that'll work.
That's awesome. I saw that in my Twitter account, there was a little battle going on between a few WordPressers and making a little fun of the Give mug that day. Because whenever we drink out of it, if we want people to see it, we have to drink left-handed. Yeah.
So, it's a great mug.
Like, it holds a lot of coffee.
Of the many kindnesses that Matt Cromwell has done in his life towards me, sending me one of those mugs years ago.
Yeah, I love my mug.
Yeah.
So what's in your mug today?
What?
Oh, what's in it?
Generic Giant Eagle coffee.
There you go.
I've been doing cold brew, and I went to the store and, like, got the coffee to do the cold brew. So presuming that I remember to brew it after work today, like, 24 hours off coffee. Because okay. The problem with the Keurig is it's just way too efficient.
Right.
For time.
Who needs efficiency?
No, coffee should be optimized for caffeine and taste. And the Keurig is optimized for efficiency.
That's true. Well, I have my mug today. This is my thermos mug. This is it's a Starbucks. You can see the Starbucks little sign there. This was a Christmas gift from my daughter, Lydia. Oh, so nice. Lydia gave this to me one year. She thought it was pretty and that mom would like it. And it would keep at that time I didn't drink coffee. I've only been drinking coffee a couple years. So it'd keep my tea warm. And I actually have tea in it tonight in honor of Lydia. So I'm drinking hot tea.
And it's like an insulated thermos?
It is insulated, yep. So it's got, like, I don't want to spill it, but it's got the, you know, the top on it. It's got a place, the opening. And because it slides really weird, see how, like, the slot top, I couldn't figure out how to open it for a while. It took me a little while to figure out actually how to drink out of it. So I felt a little challenged that day.
Yeah. Did you get into coffee because of WordPress?
I got into coffee because I got sick and tired of going places where there was nothing for me to drink except coffee. Coffee is free everywhere. Like, you can usually get free beer. I don't like beer. Free coffee. I didn't like coffee. So I started drinking, like, half coffee, half milk, a ton of sugar. And I've been weaning back on the cream and sugar and having a little stronger, a little stronger, a little stronger. So, yeah. So I'm into coffee now for the first time in a couple of years. Whenever I go to a dinner, I can always get a cup of coffee afterwards. It's really hard to flag somebody down for tea. And the tea always tastes like coffee because they always put the water through the coffee maker anyway.
Yeah, I feel like I've given up coffee for a long time, and then I guess once I quit up, like, drinking alcohol, it's just like, and I quit smoking cigarettes, and it was just like, come on.
Yeah, you gotta have one vice. It may as well be caffeine.
I have others, but I'm just saying, like, at the time, also I think I was in grad school and learning to code. And...
There you go. I still have to learn to code. I know CSS and HTML enough to be dangerous, and that's about it. So. WordCamp Kent last weekend, we were talking about there's a developer track, and I'm like, look, I can't ever sit in there. I don't know why there are question marks all over PHP. So I was like, that's it. I'm just going to stay in the freelance track all day.
You skipped over the part where you, like, keynote speaker at said conference.
Oh, well, yeah, I was the keynote speaker for that conference.
That's awesome. That's so cool. Like, congrats.
Thank you. It was a really, really fun experience. I felt like a rock star. Some moments I felt like Cinderella at the ball. I just made sure my shoes were on all the way home. It was awesome. It really was awesome.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I don't have anything there other than, like, oh my God, you did that. That's so neat.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Totally a lot of fun. And I'm just grateful for the experience for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So tell me a little bit about how you got started in WordPress, because I don't know your WordPress origin story.
Oh,
so
my WordPress origin?
Share it.
Yeah. So, like normal people, I was in grad school for environmental studies, right? And bored. Well, not bored, but like, so I went, like, you know how, like, a lot of people in the WordPress space work remote. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're on your own time, but you're accountable, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. People are like, oh, but, like, you can work whenever. Why do you ever work? And I'm like, because it has to get done or there's not a job, right? Like, why do you show up to your office?
Exactly.
Not every day, but most days you do, right?
Right.
So I went to a school that was like that in terms of, like, there were things that were expected of you every 3 weeks. And you were on your own. And so I would be sitting at my desk feeling like I should be working on school stuff, but wouldn't be. And, like, one of the things I was supposed to be doing for school was, like, writing this blog on, like, whatever, right? First-person experiential learning. School's in Vermont, right? Goddard College, big fan. And so, you know, it was on, like, Blogger, and then, like, that wasn't very... This is, like, 2010. So, like, Blogger, WordPress.com. So I went to Blogger, that wasn't very good. Went to WordPress.com, that was cool, but, like, you would Google how to do something.
Yeah.
And it would be like, paste this into functions.php, and you couldn't do that on WordPress.com. And I knew like HTML-ish, mm-hmm. like, well, not five, but like the old, like what, like whatever they had in the 90s, like when I was like a teenager, what needed to do.
Something. Gotcha.
And like, so yeah, like I guess I migrated over to like an unmanaged GoDaddy or whatever. It was like FTPing stuff up and breaking it. And like I got way more into like hacking like what I then found out was PHP and JavaScript code, right? Than writing, which is the thing I've always liked and I still do, but I found that to be the fun part of all this. And I had this friend that I was in school with who his two best friends in college were the guy who had been my best friend in elementary school and a guy who like did something with WordPress and maybe I want to talk to. And it turned out he was like a VP at 10Up and I was like not qualified at all for a development job. But they kind of like in the process of like, looking into the company and figuring out who they were and like who it was I was going to be interviewing with. I was like, oh, we'll get involved there in the community. I should go to, you know, more stuff and got involved in the community and started volunteering with theme review team. That was like my first time like getting involved in the WordPress project and trying to like see the like tangible give back, because it was like I wanted to put a theme at WordPress.org, and so I like Googled how to do that, and it was, you know, follow these roles, put it to this review process, and then wait 6 months to a year. And then under that it was like, do you have a problem with the fact that 6 months to a year? Yeah, we do too. Join the volunteer team. You know, something like that, right?
And I don't know.
Fair enough.
Do you think that everybody I don't think that everybody in WordPress is using WordPress knows that most of what happens is done by volunteers.
Yeah.
There's a marketing team, there's a development team, the core is all developed. It's like 98% is done by volunteers.
Yeah, I didn't exactly understand that, but then it was just like, you should put your how do themes get on WordPress.org? I didn't know. It turned out volunteers review them manually. And, like, let's skip all the, like, forget it, but, like, flat forward, like, you just keep doing that stuff, and it kept working, right? Like, I got this job at Pods, which is, like, this cool community-supported plugin that still exists, and, like, they were super mentory to me, and, like, taught me, like, you know, because I'd find a bug, and I'd, like, have an idea of how to fix it. Phil would be like, Josh, what's the problem? I'd be like, no, we can fix it with this. He'd be like, no, Josh, explain to me the actual problem. That's development 101. And, you know, be able to go to WordCamps and, like, I remember, like, Scott from Pods, like, I was going to WordCamp Atlanta, and he was, like, to Carl Hancock from Gravity Forms, right, who I was like, oh, my God, like, that guy, like, he, like, invented WordPress plugins, right, or whatever, right? Like, commercial WordPress plugins started at, like, iThemes and Gravity Forms.
Yep.
And he was like, oh, yeah, you should meet Carl. I'll, like, send him a message. You know, because, like, Scott had been in the community for a while. And I think that's what's neat about this space is that people are really welcoming, but it's also like, hey, like, you got to go meet that person over there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, I'm not just, like, not, like bashful when you bring up the, like, oh, like, that guy thing. But it's also like, yeah, like, who cares? Like, I'm just a dude who wandered in and was nice to people. People were nice back. Like, I'm trying to, like, return the favor.
That's awesome. I love it. It's true because a year and a half ago, I walked into the vendor area or the sponsor area at WordCamp US. I walked up to you and I'm like, hey, I've got some news. And you're like, I know your news. I go, how do you know my news? He goes, because Jason Cannell can't keep his mouth shut. He's so excited. He's so excited that you're coming to work for Give that he's already told half the people that are here today. And I was like, well, okay, I guess I don't get to tell my news. And
Sorry.
Then he turned around. No, it's all good. And then you turned around and introduced me to Taco from Yoast. And I was like, feeling like an idiot that I was even saying anything, because I was like, oh my God, he works for Yoast. And it's like, yeah. So it's kind of funny. Now people do that to be like, oh my God, you work for Give. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of fun.
It's neat though, because like, I remember when like Matt and Devin started working together, there weren't a lot of people there. There wasn't a Give, you know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like he was brought on with a, like, we're working on Give and we need you here.
Right.
But it wasn't there yet. And you know, like, it's neat to see my friends like Matt and Devin, like, who had the, you know, like, Devin had got lucky with some cool plugins that he built that were like hit a market spot, like with Quick Checkout and stuff. And,
yeah, exactly.
And like that, those folks have always had like a good sense of like looking for opportunities. Mm-hmm. Right? Like there wasn't a good, like this was get solved the problem that wasn't well solved. And like they were lucky to see that at the right time and had the good execution. It's fun to see my friends like years later, like, yeah, look at them.
Exactly. It's really, I think that what's really cool about the owners of Give and you know, and Press.org, they have an ability to look at the market and see where there's a gap and then try to figure out how to fill it, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's smart. Like,
yeah.
And it's a well-designed business model, right? Like, yep. And I think that's important in our space. And I think that's maybe the thing I've seen change, because I have actually, like, I started working at Pods in like 2014. So I've been doing this for a while, and I'm really excited that it's like, we not just see more people who do that are like, yeah, like here's a problem, let's solve it and monetize it well.
Yep.
In that it's not like frowned upon, like it's not like that's a bad thing to do, because like, you know, that pays literally your bills. And you're not the only friend of mine who works there, right? So it's not just like, hey, it's good software. Like, my friends are literally eating on this.
Well, yeah, it's a good thing. And we deal with a lot of people all over the world. And I think we help make the world a better place because I work with so many nonprofit organizations. So
yeah.
It's very cool.
And I think that like the sort of community accepting that that's a net, like, well thought out business plans that make money off good software that helps
people
is a necessary part.
It seems
like
when I started.
There's the
other part of the community who's like, when there's a freemium model, right? So Caldera is a freemium model, Give's a freemium model. We have a version of our software, without the add-ons in the plugin directory. And then they get mad at us that we charge anything. It's like, do you realize that like 17 people work for this company and we all have families?
Yeah.
I mean, I love people, but I can't just live on the streets and help them out. So,
yeah.
So let me ask you, you and I have looked at thousands of websites, literally thousands of websites. What's something that when you look at other websites, you see missing in a lot of websites? Something that maybe people aren't focused on enough and need to pay more attention to?
You know, and maybe this is a symptom of the fact that I tend to talk to people as they're dealing with a piece of it, right? Like, you get the website and it's there. And like, this is what's cool about WordPress. You're like, hey, I got the whole thing, and then like, I'm gonna go mess with this one little piece of it, right? Mm-hmm. But people get very narrowly focused on those pieces. And so for me, it's often the form, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like people get so focused on the form that they don't think about it in context of the page around it. And they don't think about it. And like contact form, like whatever kind of Caldera form, but that could be a donation form, a checkout form, right?
Sure.
You know, like those in the cool embedded checkout forms, right? Like where it's all in one. And one page. And the users kind of like how they get there. Because there's no like interaction in isolation, right?
Right.
Nobody goes to the checkout page and like they're just like an emotionally pure, like, this is my first interaction with the entire company brand.
Right.
Like, I think that's maybe the one thing that I see. And then it's hard, like, you don't literally see that, but you see it in the way that elements don't always fit together. And this is like the downside of the good thing of WordPress is like we can piecemeal put things together in blocks.
Right.
And like one of the good things about Gutenberg blocks is that it acknowledges that WordPress is built out of blocks, and like we didn't have a standard system for that, and that leads to this. Right? It's one of the reasons I think Gutenberg's a good thing. But if that makes any sense, like I think it's just Like, I can tell you, like, lack of SSL certificate or, like, slow page load times and those I've seen are bad, but mm-hmm. on a larger conceptual reason, I just think, like, considering the entire flow, like, how did you get to this thing?
Yeah.
What's around it? How does that fit logically together?
And even how many clicks does it take to get there, right?
Right.
So I'm always telling people, if I can't find your donation form, you're probably not getting a lot of donations.
Yeah. Right. Like, everything on your website that people want to do should be 3 to 4 clicks away at most.
Right. Right. And some of them should be top level for sure.
Right. And then they should make sense, right? If it's like, click here to or to donate, you know, click here to get to the, you know, contact form. That form should say contact form at the top, not get in touch with us. Right. It's like,
right, right. Yeah.
The support inquiry form. You know what I mean?
What?
Like, I want a contact form. Now I want support inquiry form. It's a little weird.
Yeah, exactly. Don't try to be cutesy, huh?
Right, but like those sort of like semantic, you know what I mean? And then that goes to like color, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know, those sorts of things.
Absolutely. What is something that you wish you'd known when you started with WordPress that you know now that would have made life so much easier?
So I'm going to cheat and use your answer, which is pricing value.
Okay.
I didn't understand that at all. Like, not just as a freelancer, which is something I was terrible at, but I think, like, in the product space, right, like, I was lucky enough that, like, Christy came along at some point and was, like, helping with that and, like, being in the, you know, to speak to the nature of the community. I was at WordCamp, I was at LoopConf, and I was talking to Vova from Freemius, like, hey, I want to change my pricing, what do you think? And Carl from Gravity Forms and like 6 other Gravity Formers come over and start sitting down. And Vova looks at me like, do you want to stop the conversation? You know, that kind of nod. And yeah, I was like, no. And they were super helpful, of course.
That's awesome.
But I had never thought about how to price myself. And I didn't think about it until I went out and started doing this. And then I didn't think about how to price the product, right? Like, a thing about Caldera Forms people like is it does all the things for free. A thing that's not great for the business is it does all the things for free and a lot of people don't need to pay for it.
Right.
Those are kind of the things. If I could start over with WordPress, also I would start over now, not back then. Like, it's much better software now.
Sure. That's true. I love that. That's awesome. Yeah. I started with WordPress like years ago and I was just afraid to touch anything. I was afraid I was going to break it all. But when I finally started my freelance business, my very first website, I like hung my digital shingle out there on a brand new website that really sucked if you look back at it now. I'm hoping it's not an archive.org. But anyway, if it is, wow. But I was like, oh, how do I price this? Well, let's see. I could probably do 3 websites a week. If I charge $300 a website, it's $1,000 a week. That's awesome. Let's do that. Well, of course, nobody gets 3 orders a week and you can't keep up with 3 websites a week. Yeah. And I was like $300 and the very first customer, she's like, but I needed to have some e-commerce element to it. And I was like, well, okay, then $500.
No, Michelle.
So let's just say I learned real quick that value and pricing kind of went together. So
yeah, this is painful just because it hits too close to home.
Yeah, yeah. And I've you know, spoken about that openly in the WordCamp talks and things like that before, so that other people don't follow in my footsteps that way.
Yeah.
Do what I say, not what I did.
Totally.
When you think, you and I have been to a ton of WordCamps. When you think back over all the WordCamps you've attended, whether you were a speaker, audience member, what are 1 or 2 moments at WordCamps that kind of just were pivotal moments for you, or just kind of like the lights came on or the angels sang or, you know, whatever?
You know, the thing is like WordCamps for me are a lot more about, you know, meeting people and having those conversations. So I will say like, WordCamp DFW many, many, many years ago, whatever year I was there, I never met Corey Miller before they like that day. And I met him like 2 minutes before. I was like, that guy seems as cool as I thought he'd be. And he was kind of like, yeah, we'll talk later. Like something was starting. And then like, you know, he gave the keynote and he gave that thing about, he was just talking. He did a WordCamp US that year. Like, it's on WordCamp Press TV. It's a really good talk. And where he was talking about pressing publish. And he was just talking about being afraid to like do the thing that you want to do.
Right.
and how like keep, he was using the metaphor of like the announcement blog post, sort of, you know, you keep it in draft forever because then the thing isn't real. And like just press the publish button and like whatever, like it looked like then sort of as well go for it. And it was this neat thing. And like, he said something there that was like, you're good is everybody else is awesome. Or okay, like you're good enough is like better than everybody else. And like, that's both good and bad.
Yeah.
He said this in the talk like generically of like, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. And it can also prevent you from ever doing anything ever.
Yep. That's really cool.
And that changed me. Like really, like, and by the way, another thing like pods, like I'm just like, you know, like we were there because Pods Camp was, you know, being the like day before event for WordCamp and like, you know, sharing space for contributor day and things like that. And that's why I was there. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that really stuck with me. And like also learning that like people like Corey aren't like full of it. Like that's kind of like who he is, I guess, you know? Yeah. Like I remember like at that party, Corey was walking around buying people drinks because like they were sponsoring. And he tried to give me a drink, and like I was like, yeah, no, thanks. He's like, come on, come on. And I was like, no, like actually I don't drink. And he like apologized like 12 times. And I was like, and I was like, yeah, people here are so nice. Like that was kind of like one of the things about WordCamp. So I was uncomfortable about was like, so I don't drink. Mm-hmm. And like going finding out like people weren't gonna be jerks about that. You know what I mean? It's like to me as much as going to talks and
yeah. That's awesome. I love the hallway track.
Yeah.
The hallway track is the best because that's where you really do get to meet people. That's where you can help out at happiness bars and just kind of find the pulse of what really is going on in WordPress.
Yeah. And also, like, I think it's a leveling experience of you get people come in and say, like, oh, I'm just a beginner. I don't know anything. You must be so smart. And I'm like, yeah, I have very little clue how WordPress works, but like, let's figure it out together, right? Like, we're both computer literate. We both used this before.
I love when people assume that I am into coding because I work at a plugin company and they're like, could you help me with the PHP? I'm like, nope.
Where do people like assume I know how the customizer works or like how to like WordPress? I'm like, I mean, I've used it, but like I see it once or twice a year. But there's something really wonderful about helping somebody in the at a WordCamp. And then somebody else comes up and asks, and you're just like, hold on, ask the person I just helped. Like they actually understand this stuff. Like I have no idea.
Yeah.
Like that person clearly understood CSS and like you're asked the total wrong person. I don't know CSS.
And it's really something when you do sit down for the first time, when you sit down to the happiness bar to help people, it's really scary. Cause you're like, what if they ask me questions I don't know? And then you find out, like, if they ask me questions I don't know, you go, I don't know. And it's all, there's like nothing more to it. You're not getting paid. Nobody's going to fire you. You're just like, I tried to help. I missed the mark. There's somebody else at the table who can probably help you with that next.
Yeah.
So it's just always, it's just about the community and helping each other as much as possible. And sometimes you can't help everybody. Yeah. That's okay. It's okay. Let me ask you some of what I call my rapid fire questions, but they often turn into less rapid.
Okay. I'm not known as like somebody who talks a lot, so it should be easy.
Okay. What are two or three must-have plugins you recommend to WordPressers?
So I'm going to plug Caldera Forms here, right? You need a form plugin. You can use it for e-commerce. You can use it to build your mailing list with MailChimp. You know, you plug it into the Caldera Forms Pro. We make sure all your emails are delivered. They don't go to spam, that kind of stuff.
Before you move on to the next one, let me tell you about my experience with Caldera Forms.
Sure.
I love that you can build it into a grid. So you've got, you know, you've got four columns, one column, three columns, whatever you want to do as far as column widths. And you've got some really great functionality built into each section. So each module, or I don't know what you call each block or whatever you call them in Caldera. So I can put math functions in. I think I told you the first form I ever built with Caldera was completely using your free version. And it had all of this math built into it so that a realtor. So a realtor could figure out if they're making more money with my clients in a firm or someplace else by putting in all of these really intricate math issues. And all they did is hit the bottom button at the bottom and they could see how much more money they'd make there. And I was just like blown away that not only that there was a product that would do what I wanted, but I could figure out how to use it. And it was really cool. The other thing I like is the way that you have your, and I'm going to forget the word now, your if and or if then statements. What is the, pardon me?
Conditionals.
Conditionals, yeah. Thank you. How the conditionals work is it's brilliant. So it works really, really well, you know, and how whether you've got things to display or not display based on answers. And so actually I thought it was really funny, whatever the word is, when you filled out the form on my website to be on this podcast, you filled out a Caldera form. And I was like, this is some kind of WordPress inception or something going on. So
yeah, I do that. Like I check the form I'm filling out because like I actually understand the statistics of this, like the likelihood that it's one of mine and how low that is, but it's like not like a terrible thing. It's like a terribly low number. It's really neat when I see it. I'm like, oh, that looks suspiciously similar. And they're bootstrap based, like our forms, like they blend in really well. And so like sometimes you get misled because you're like, oh, that's a popular way to like build an HTML element. But yeah, I know it's fun way to fill out mine. And thank you for saying those kind things. I appreciate it.
I love that you were like, I love when I see one in the wild.
No, but like, those are features that are really cool. And like, I am playing with them right now in terms of like, how can I redo that interface so it's a little bit more performant, you know, like, so it's a better developer experience, so it's more reusable. We can take that same cool conditional logic editor and use it in more places. Yeah. And it's like, I have to be careful because I know people like it and it works a certain way. And like, there's little things where I'm like, yeah, that could be a little bit better, could be a little bit better. And like, but I'm like, I don't want to mess with it. People like it.
Yeah. I also like that you can apply CSS to it very easily. So I can change the font. I can do all kinds of fun things.
Yeah. I mean, that was one of those random things before. I love how you didn't put any inline styles. That was so smart. Like now it's so easy. And we were like, yeah.
That was on purpose.
I knew that was going to be a thing that it's like, so like Christy came along at some point and was like, yeah, like let's like have strategy about this. But everything previous that was just like, here's some cool software that somebody needed.
That's awesome. So anyway, I interrupted you. So you were talking about Caldera and then you were going to list a couple more.
Yeah. And so you said like, oh, because it's like a grid and it's a page builder. And the funny thing is before I started working on Caldera forms, I thought page builders were I had this like negative wrong opinion of them. And I love Elementor to death. And I can't imagine working on a WordPress site without Elementor.
Yeah.
And it works really great with Caldera forms, like Ultimate add-ons for Elementor has those cool style things for it. And like that's a really cool one as well. Like that'll be my third one because like Elementor's cool, like the Ultimate add-ons styles your gravity forms, give contact forms, and all of them, but like all sorts of neat little add-ons there. Because like we have Elementor Pro, so that does like your sidebars, your menus, your this is a neat plugin. So yeah, like I don't do a ton of WordPress sites, but yeah, Caldera forms and you know, like some sort of Yoast or whatever SEO plugin and always Elementor.
Awesome, fantastic. When you started with WordPress or any point during your WordPress journey, have you had a mentor? And who was it?
I feel like I'm lucky in the sense that I had so many people who were willing to help and be mentored. And I would say including, like, you gave me some really great business help. Like, you're the kind of person I go to and I'm like, at work after, I'm like, yeah, this is confusing. I read your book, like, on my way to work every morning for a week after you gave it to me.
I think you're the only person who's read it cover to cover, maybe, but I don't know.
No, I was one of those people who, like, you were like, hey, Josh, you should read this chapter. You gave me a copy of your book, which is really nice. And if it's available on Amazon, right?
It is, yes.
I'm going to plug your book.
Thank you.
Good handshake. And like, which is like a thing that was always like instilled in me. It was like the value of the handshake. And I was like, and he was right. And you marked the chapter on like, because we had been talking about like not saying thank you on things that are totally expected. And I'm like way too deferential. Like I apologize for everything. And I say thanks. Like I should do too much. And I should just become Canadian. And I say that with love. I love Canadian.
Absolutely.
In Canada. You know, we were talking about like not saying thank you for things that aren't expected. Saying thank you for going above and beyond. And I feel like the WordPress space is filled with people like Mark from ServerPress, who I go to for like, hey, what do I do with my email list to like, how do I cope with like being a business owner in this type of situation that's brutal?
Yeah.
And that there are people, Matt, you know, from Give, somebody who my entire time I've been doing this has been like, Matt, like, what am I doing? Josh, calm down. Like, you know, we have the same thing at Give. It's a different scale. We use the same thing. And like, everybody does this.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've had, you know, Christy is a business partner who like, can, you know, convinced me that like business was a process. Right. That's a magic thing. And like, it's really neat to be able, like, you know, she doesn't work in the business anymore and to be like, well, like that's how she always did it. And like, that makes sense. And to like realize it's automatic and those sorts of things. I don't know. Like, I really feel community taught.
That's awesome. You know? I love that. I think it's true. I mean, I don't think I haven't had one mentor either. I've had a lot of people that mentored me in different aspects and taught me in different things. So it's a very encompassing community for sure.
Yeah. And I hope that like, you know, I solve a lot of problems professionally, code-wise, mentally by like DMing friends, you know? And I hope that like, I hope that that's something that other people feel comfortable, you know, in our space, like just building those networks and like,
yeah,
you know?
I agree. I think meetup groups and Slack channels make it a lot easier to feel like you can approach people too.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay. Who is someone you admire in WordPress and why?
Geez, there are a lot of people.
Pick one.
Damn it. I should have read these. I did read these questions. They've been in front of me. You sent them to me yesterday.
I did.
I had so much going on. I admire everybody who's doing one damn thing and doing it well. Like, I want to find like two things and execute them really well. Oh God, I don't know. I admire so many people. Like,
I'll let you have a pass on it if you need to.
It's a weird one. You know what's going on there.
Okay, I do. We'll let that one go. Okay, what's something that you want to learn in WordPress that you haven't tackled yet? If there's anything left.
Oh, no. So, like, that's the thing. It's like, it always happens. Like, that's what's fun is I'm always learning, right? Like, I taught myself GraphQL this week, like, because I've been using it for a while and didn't know how it worked. And, like, it's a cool syntax. Like, it's simple. But, like, I actually learned how it worked and, like, took that opportunity to, like, jump into, like, Apollo. And we're getting nerd stuff. But, like, there's always something to learn, right? And it's funny, like, because I wasn't doing anything WordPress. Well, like, there wasn't any WordPress site with it, but I was, like, playing around with forms and stuff. And I had sent a photo of what I was working on to Jason Ball from WP GraphQL, because last time we talked, one of the things we talked about was I need to learn GraphQL better before we continue this conversation. You know, he was like, hey, we should work together, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, I agree. I appreciate all this. Let me catch up to you a little bit, right? And we're recording this as like the news that he's going to work at Gatsby just came out. And I'm super excited for him. That is great.
Awesome.
And so the answer to your question, like, what do I want to learn? Is I just want to keep learning how to like actually use all this cool stuff to improve WordPress, right?
That's awesome.
To like improve me. And I think personally that like is a way that I can be better as a human and a better member of the community is I'd like to learn to take stuff less personally.
That's a great thing.
Like I was talking about some, like a corporate decision that like I had taken a lot of offense to. And then I thought back about it. I was like, look, I didn't understand how like large corporations work and like accidentally slotted it into myself into an impossible, you know, like an unwinnable position.
Yeah,
why did I take that personally?
Right.
You know? And like, there's a so much stuff where it's like, you take it personally. Myself, I'm the worst at this. And then you start assuming things that are other people's intent and it makes it, you know, there's so much in the WordPress space that I think comes down to like some people are assuming good intent and some people are assuming bad intent about the same thing as if that means, and then you can't have a conversation. And I know I've been a part of that,
yeah.
Right? Because I've taken stuff too personally and I felt attacked for no reason. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's the thing I can get better at. And I think I'd be a better, you know, developer, human, and member of the community that way. Better at WordPress. That's awesome.
What's your proudest WordPress moment?
I think like WordCamp US 2 years ago, like Christy and I both spoke, and like then WordCamp US this year, I felt like instead of like everybody who we talked to was excited about our business instead of like, you know, like I talked to people and they were like, how do I get you to like write a REST API article for me, like for years at WordCamp US? And then like it turned out it was like, how can we get involved with Caldera Forms? How can we partner with Caldera Forms? And like I think seeing like, you know, the company, the people that we work with. I know I'm getting into like seven moments and like, sorry. I always do that. But like, you know, we had this thing, it was like, I would go to WordCamp US and be like, oh, I kind of know people. And then it was like, we were like both of us, like both, like, you know, Christy and I were speaking at WordCamp US, and then like we would go to WordCamp US, and like Kyle Maurer had a kid one time, you know, for the first time, like 2 years now, right? But it was just like, you know, speaking of like people that, you know, you start working with, you know, in the community with, yeah, them, they go into bigger and better things.
Yeah.
Right? Like Kyle wasn't working for Pippin or had a father, but I met him. And I'm gonna go on, but like, I don't know, there's a lot of proud moments, like, and I'll, you know, and like, it, yeah, it's a weird one, but like, Christy took the job at Liquid Web, like, that was like, what comes next for us, and you'll find out soon, like, it's good, but I was just super proud of her, I was like,
that's,
yeah,
awesome,
like, she's totally qualified for that, and that's a great opportunity for her, and, it's neat to be able, like, there are people who used to work for us who, like, you know, have gone on to more interesting things, and it's neat to see that in the world.
Yeah, that's really awesome. We're running out of time, so I'm going to skip to the last two questions. The second to last question is, what's something on your bucket list?
What's something on my bucket list? Okay, I'm going to throw this out because this is relevant to WordCamps. I want to jump out of an airplane. Like, ooh, on it with a parachute. Like, attached.
Oh, okay.
Instructor.
Okay.
Right? I want to go skydiving.
That's awesome. How is that attached to WordPress and WordCamp?
Because often at WordCamps, I start talking about this as a thing I would do. And I'm just saying, if anybody's at a WordCamp ever, it is like, I bet you I can get Josh Pollock to jump out of an airplane with me. The answer is probably yes. I'm just throwing that out into the world.
Why do I feel like Carl Alexander might be the right person to do that with?
God, let's do this. Call Carl. Coming, Michelle? We're at Montreal. Let's go skydiving.
I'll be there. I'll be taking the pictures from the ground, though.
You don't want to skydive?
Oh, gosh, no.
Oh, me neither. That's part of the deal. I'm terrified of heights.
I want to do it, but I don't.
Like, Pittsburgh, one of the things you do when people come to visit is you take them up to Mount Washington, where it's like the overlooks downtown.
Yeah.
And they had, you know, this hanging overlook. And like, last time I was there with friends from out of town, they were like, come take a picture right here. I was like, yeah, I can't walk out there.
No.
They were glad. I was like, yeah, I'm shaking. I'm going to go back there.
I'll save the car, so thanks.
Part of the cool thing about skydiving is that when you do it the first time, you have to be, you tandem jump.
Right.
Where you're like strapped into a certified instructor and they fall out of the airplane and you fall with them and they pull the thing. So there's like nothing on you.
You're just alive. Because
I would not jump out of an airplane, right? Like I need to be literally thrown out.
Like somebody must push me out and then I'll be enjoying the rest of
it. Right. So like literally, I explained this poorly at first, but to give the most literal worst explanation, I want somebody to throw me out of an airplane.
I'm going to remember that if we're ever on the same flight. Okay. So the very last.
The parachute, Michelle. With the parachute.
Oh man, you have to keep adding that. Okay. Last question. Show us or tell us about one of your hidden talents.
This is the thing. I have no hidden talents. People in the WordPress space think I'm this competent human being. But, like, this is all I'm good at.
Oh, my goodness. That can't possibly be true. Matt Graham wiggled his ears for me. Allie Nimmons makes grocery lists in her head and knows exactly how much it's going to cost when she gets there.
I can identify, or at least at one point in my life, I can identify all of the common street trees in New York City by the proper Latin names.
That's impressive.
But I didn't know, like, the common name, so it was, like, really a bad parlor trick. I'd be like, yeah, it's Quercus rubus. So they'd be like, what's that? An oak of some sort.
I love it. That's awesome. Fantastic. Well, tell people where they can find you on social, or your website, that kind of stuff.
Yes. So my Twitter is at Josh412. Calderaforms.com is our website for Caldera Forms.
And do you have a personal blog or anything? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm joshpress.net. I blog on there at the leisurely pace of 3 to 0.5 articles a year.
Okay.
And I blog all over the place, like right now for Pantheon. I've been writing about like WordPress development there. They're a cool WordPress host that I'm a big fan of.
Awesome.
And so, yeah, like look for me on their blog and Josh412 on Twitter, calderaforms.com.
Fantastic.
On Twitter, Caldera. Look at the mug.
Caldera. I know. One of these days I'm going to have something. I have a sticker on the back of my computer, but I'm looking at the front of my computer now, so you can't see it. But I do have a Caldera sticker on my computer.
Yes. If you find me at a WordCamp and you don't want to go skydiving, the alternative option is I'll give you a sticker.
There you go. Sticker me up because I'm never jumping out of that plane.
It'll be fine.
I'll watch. Anyway, thank you so much for being here today, Josh.
Jesus. I had fun. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast.
This is awesome. I always love talking to you. We always have a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, it's been fun. We'll see you at another WordCamp soon.
Bye, everybody. Say goodbye to your friends. Bye.